The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday, December 20th. A little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host today as we have our mashup show today. Today we are celebrating the Yuletide season, the holidays, and we have an hour trivia. Christmas trivia. Mm-hmm. On the other side with Aaron Green on the clock, we were asking for some family island stories, right? Mm-hmm. And the best family island story, Christmas story, like Christmas tradition, will get a prize. But I want to ask this. Mm-hmm. During in Junkanoo, and Aaron is feeding me this question, so of course I can say it wrong. You want to say it? Because I want to talk about
the Junkanoo question. Okay,
everyone is like flipping over the word, and I don't want to give away the answer. Okay, during the Junkanoo season, Junkanoos is one their Junkanoos, fellow Junkanoos,
right?
That if you do not finish your costume in time, this is going to happen to you. Mm-hmm. So if you are about to go and your costume is not finish, what will happen to you? You call in and say that answer. It's a junk new term. You call in and say that answer. What happens to you when you're not finished your junk new costume on time? And explain what it means, of course. Let me get that to it. Mm-hmm. You will get a prize. I give another pepper sauce for that one.
Okay.
I get another pepper sauce.
All right. We got two callers on the line.
Okay. The first person would answer.
We lost that caller. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there? All right. We lost both of those callers. So in the Junkanoo world.
In the Junkanoo world.
There's a term. For people.
Junkanooers.
Junkanooers who don't finish their costume on time.
Yes. What happens to them? Yes. What's that term?
Yeah.
We have a caller on the line.
Producer, let's take that. I'm scared to touch the button, producer.
Yeah, you hanging up people like crazy. They must be hanging up again. Going again. This fire, the lines are lit up. Everybody trying to squeeze this in.
Good morning, caller.
Yes. Say it again. You have spelled the word because I'm hard of hearing. What did you say?
Jeff. J-E-F-F.
And what does that mean exactly?
That means you get leave.
So why not just say you get left?
No. Because
you get why say you get left when you could say you get Jeff?
You get Jeff.
Who's right. Jeff?
Well, Jeff get left. Jeff get left.
Who's Jeff?
Unfortunately, I can't speak to who Jeff is, but I do know that's colloquialism, like a form of speech in Junkanoo.
So. I get you, but my friend, trust me, is a boy named Jeff.
Someplace.
I'm sure it is.
And
I don't know him.
Yeah. When he wake up, he was dead hot.
Yeah, he got left. Jeff couldn't finish. Leave your name and your number with the producer, and you get one of the world famous pepper sauce you can pick up at the Guardian front desk. Right?
Okay, thank you.
Good.
Okay, producer, we got a Christmas song request. For my Christmas song, please play a part of Elkin 360. No, please skip the very beginning and start it. Okay, producer, I am going to get with, I'm going to get with my producer and I'm going to arrange this for you. I'm not sure, it'll be sometime this week, definitely before Christmas. I'm not sure if we could do it today. All right. I get producers taking the number of the last caller. You get Jeff. All right. This has been a wonderful show. I want to read a poem. Someone said, I can't text in. I mean, they can't call in and read their poem because of the nature of the work that they do. Here is the poem. In winter's hush with snow aglow, a tale of joy begins to show. Beneath the tree where last we've seen a pure delight. Gifts wrapped in bows, a warm embrace, hearts aglow in the fireplace. Carols dance in the crisp night air. a season's magic everywhere. Families gather, love abounds in snowy landscapes, joy resounds. With laughter shared and stories told, the Christmas spirit pure and bold. Through twinkling stars and silent night, hope and peace take gentle flight. A celebration bright and true. Merry Christmas to all, from me to you. This is one of our regular texters. I'm going to try put this one in consideration for a small prize.
Yes.
It's a lovely text.
We have our next prize from sponsored by Azalita Curry Powder Sauce. What powder? Say sauce.
Curry powder.
Curry powder. High end Trinidadian. Not Trinidadian. It's got to be Guyanese. Indian curry.
Well,
it's Guyanese curry.
Azalita's, she's using a Guyanese flavor profile for her curry?
Yes, yeah, a recipe. Guyanese recipe.
Okay. Because, Trinidadian Abdi recipe, too.
Yeah, but Guyanese have a curry also. Like, Jamaican is Jamaican curry.
Yeah.
There's Trinidadian curry. And there's Guyanese curry.
Yeah, yeah.
So this prize for the next one is going to be for Azalita curry powder package there.
All right.
So what are we going to do? We're still doing the song one. The next person coming to sing a Christmas song, we'll get that. I like that.
Okay.
The next person call and sing any Christmas song. We'll get this curry package, right?
Okay.
Let's do that. So we'll wait on that person to call in and get this curry package. But
I get more questions for you.
You get more questions. We still need, did we decide? Yes, we did decide for the best song for the on the other side. And let me.
With the best poem.
No, we got the poem already.
Okay.
Okay, give me 2 seconds. Give me 2 seconds.
Right, our third songster hung up before leaving the number.
Oh, didn't? Oh, okay. So, again, I'm trying to read. We have a gift certificate for Dupree Bahamas International. This is going to be for Authentic Bahamian Gifts and Souvenirs Shop, which is located on West Bay Street. And you go there. If you win, we're fortunate to win and take advantage of that prize there, the gift certificate. And I could text the person for that.
Okay.
Good. So, that's 2 prizes.
That's, Family Island Story and another song.
Yes, the best song. I'm trying to keep for answering the question. 13. Okay, I see what's happening. Okay, good. That's poetry. Did we decide the winner for the song contest yet? Yeah, okay, we're good. Let's keep in contact. So I need some more questions, Aaron. What do we have?
Well, we got a response. Remember when I asked you Junkanoo or Byron Lee and the Dragonairs?
Oh, what about the lady with the Jeff? Did I get that? Hold on. Oh, the lady from the chef, you said that to me already, Kermit? Okay,
yeah,
I see it now.
Yeah.
Also, I see it now, Kermit.
Okay.
Good.
Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the text. Byron Lee was much more safe. Last time I went to Junkanoo was back in the late 90s. A group of young men snatched my girlfriend's skirt off, then dared me to say something. We had $50 seats. They came under the bleachers. Another man jumped down to get his friend's skirt and was badly beaten. Yes, there was a time there when Junkanoo was just out of control in some areas. So we understand why.
I thought we curbed that Junkanoo issue.
Yeah, but he's talking about in the early 90s.
Oh, okay. Right? Yeah, when early 90s is bad.
I think that we curbed it, but we also unintentionally sort of stagnated it at the same time. Let's go to the phone line, though. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning again, Aaron.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning.
And good morning again, Mr. Nuri.
Hey.
See, I know I probably win the song competition, so can I win twice?
Yeah, why not? If you win, we'll see. Oh. See, you probably win the song competition.
I'm claiming that in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, you go. Go ahead. What you trying to win now?
The one with the Family Island story.
Go ahead.
Or the thing that they do every year. Okay, I've traveled to Exuma.
Mm-hmm.
For a few Christmas, and I found out in Barry Parry, they have this tradition that they do, and it's been going on from time immemorial there, where everybody gets together on Sunday and go to church, and after church, they get the little band together, and they walk around from house to house in the Barry Parry area, where the persons there have these little tables in front of their yards. They have gifts and stuff, and they repeat a scripture, and then everybody takes a gift and walk over to the next house.
Okay.
I mean, that's for the entire Selma. I'm already preparing to go to Barry Carey. I don't want to miss it again this year. First time I went there, I came back to Nassau with two bags full of stuff that I didn't pay for.
What?
Which is beautiful. Erin, you need to try it. This is your thing. You will enjoy it. They have, and they don't have no cheesy stuff. They have really nice stuff. There's about two or three houses.
Yeah.
They'll give back to the community. They will feed you. There's a bar in the restaurant bar in the area. Every Christmas, they cook breakfast for the entire community. You can go there and get free stewed fish or boiled fish with Johnny cake or potato bread. It's really beautiful, Erin.
What they need.
I tried the first time I went there, Barry Carey, Exuma.
What types of things they need in Exuma at Christmas time? Because I don't want to come empty handed.
But I don't know what they need, but I know.
Like, do they need, do they have a lot, are they growing a lot of fresh vegetables down there?
I'm not too sure, you know, because I know for the most part, I think one or two tables had like vegetables or stuff. But
yeah.
For the most part, they had like apple ciders, the little baggie that had like Denny cake, peanut cake,
yeah.
Coconut cake in it. And then they had like little hats or socks. And then some
okay.
had like different little cakes, small cakes in a little baggie bag. And it's real. And I said the entire community
come out and participate.
And you singing and you walking and everybody clapping. And that, Erin, it's beautiful.
Thank you very
to be
much.
Able to have that at this time of in our country's history.
Yeah.
Those persons say that has been going on from these old persons now saying this was going on from they were children. And they have never broken that tradition.
That's awesome. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
We put you on the list for Family Island Story.
Yeah.
Let's go to the next caller producer.
Go ahead. Come go on. Ahead, caller.
Sorry.
Can you hear me? Oh, this is my question here.
Yeah.
How many reindeers did Santa Claus have?
First of all, Santa Claus
not you.
Had no reindeers because reindeer is plural for reindeer.
Reindeer is plural?
Reindeer is plural for
how
reindeer.
How reindeer get plural? This is not like moose and mice.
No, but deer is plural for deer. Reindeer, reindeer.
But deer and...
He had no reindeers.
You know, you sure, Erin? It's not reindeers? Because I sure on the song have reindeers. And reindeer
but I'm
and deer...
Like, you keep looking at me and asking the question...
But I don't know...
But you don't want me to answer it.
But it can't be reindeer. It can't be... That can't
yes,
be plural.
Reindeer is plural for reindeer.
Okay. How many reindeer did Santa Claus have? Call in the first person with the answer... We'll get another pepper sauce.
All right, numbers to call 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720 for people in the Bahamas but not on New Providence. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Morning.
Lovely show.
Thank you.
I'd like to sing.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. I'm waiting on you.
One moment.
Okay,
yes,
cool.
Ma'am.
Oh, you got any words ready?
The words, I know the words.
Oh, you getting the music?
No, I just, really.
I'm excited about this.
Okay, I'll start now. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings you bring to you and your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings you'll bring to you and your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We all like a figgy piggy. We all like a figgy piggy. We all like a figgy piggy with all its good cheer.
Love it.
We won't go until we get some. We won't go until we get some. We won't go until we get some. So bring it right here. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year.
Love it.
Awesome.
Remember to leave with the producer, right?
Okay.
I didn't know the words of the song.
Because, I can tell you why. It's a conspiracy. They leave out the part about the figgy piggy.
I thought it was Fuji Fuji. All my life I said Fuji Fuji. You know?
And we not leaving. They leave that part out because they don't want to spark a cheering rebellion. Because there's little children saying
well,
that.
I just learned that reindeer is plural, and now it's not Fuji Fuji.
Now, I'll be fair. The thing that say some people that say reindeers, and we're not going to put them in jail for saying reindeers.
Because it's more than one.
No, that's not why.
So is it snowman or snowman?
It's one snowman, two snowmen.
But it's one reindeer and one, two reindeer?
Yeah. One reindeer and two reindeer. Also, sir, let me just say this. Santa could not have owned any reindeer.
What do you mean he couldn't
own? They're wild animals. How you could own a wild animal?
You own chickchannies.
I don't own them.
So how come you have them inside your backyard?
You don't mind what's happening in the back there, but I don't own them.
How many reindeer did Santa Claus have? And call in. We get people who text?
Yeah, we get
people who text. Okay, I'll give one to the first person who texts and one to the first person who call in. That's
okay.
Good?
All right.
I need to start doing inventory now.
So we got the first person who texted. Last four digits.
Don't say the answer now.
No, last four digits.
Hold on, let me see what the answer is. Hold on, let me know. Where is it? Which one?
This one here.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see the text. Tell me the callers. Let's see if the callers are right too. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Santa had 9 reindeers.
Okay, leave your number and name with the producer. Few people realize that Santa Claus have 9 reindeers. Reindeer.
Yeah.
Actually. Because Rudolph made 9.
Right.
Because he had Dasher and Prancer and Donner and Blitzen. That might be a question. The gleam all 8. One night. No, you straight. You just need your girl hole and the caller who on hold now, if you could give all 9 names. Go ahead. You give all 9 names now, you have a prize too.
Oh, I can't do that. How many
can you name?
That question good.
The reindeers. Name the name.
Can you
9 reindeers?
Yeah. Can you name them?
How they say now? Oh, no.
Only Rudolph.
I know them right, but I can't get them with my tongue right now.
What was Rudolph's parents' name?
Dash. Oh, man. Was it daddy didn't know any name? Yeah. I get that, man. Listen to it most every day on these movies.
Yeah. Now, but go ahead.
Listen, though. Mm-hmm. The lady who sang just now, that was a woman, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But if I had to give it a price, I'd give it to her. So far, I mean, I hear the gentleman earlier too, right? Or two of them sound good. The woman, she sound Christmassy, like she in the spirit. And for some people who might be feeling down or what.
You felt it?
Yeah.
Looking for people, Carol, she did do that good. I would have to give her a prize personally, even if she didn't win.
Yeah.
Yeah. But tell me something, Junior Junkanoo, they didn't have it this year.
They normally have it late now. It'll just be like in January and thing.
No, man, I try. I know they do that in Freeport. They do that in Grand Bahama, but over here, I was thinking maybe, I don't know, I said they normally do it in November or the early part of December.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I didn't hear nothing from the schools or nothing that they're doing it in January. But I can miss you. You say you also get about 10 more days?
No, man. We have two more days left in this week, Thursday and Friday. Then 2-3 days left next week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And that take us to the end of the year.
Oh, that's good. Eh? We're still here. I have so much to be grateful for and thankful for. My oldest daughter's birthday today, she turned 33.
Happy birthday, cousin.
Yeah, she's a police officer. I'm going to call her name all right.
No worries.
Yeah. And I'm proud of her. I'm proud of all of my children. I thank God for her.
Blessings.
You know, she's a Sagittarius just like me. But, you know, I like what you all do with the prize. Like I said, with the going on. Oh, the song competition over?
Go ahead, sing, man.
Okay. I'm trying to win, but I'm trying to praise the... Anyhow.
Yeah.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. Then I get a girl voice, too. It's called it, anyhow. I call it the S word for my voice, and I'm proud of how I sing. I see, like, Mama, the... Lay down his sweet head. The stars in the bright sky. Look down where he lay. But little Lord Jesus, no crying he made. I love you, Aaron.
Look here, Papa. Thank you so much, man.
All right.
Thank you. See, Nuri, watch this. Jamaican dancehall music. In Jamaican dancehall music, the men sing with falsetto and the women sing with a more masculine, heavy voice. You notice that?
Lady Saw. Under the cup. Okay.
Yeah. Right? And then Kermit. I mean, a thousand, I try to remember all of them, who put on the falsetto, right? Mm. Even Sizzler, mm. Kalonji, mm. sing with a falsetto, mm-hmm. right? It's just fascinating to me. There's no in dancehall music specifically. Men will take on the falsetto and the more womanish, we say the more womanish style voice. Mm. And men and women take on the bass, the heavy bass.
Interesting. Sound.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
So what I want now is, which Junkanoo group is the oldest Junkanoo group? Can that be a question?
I don't know how we verify that.
Yeah, what?
You have the answer?
Not really, you know, but I have one answer that is the answer, but I ain't sure if that's the answer. Let me see, Kermit, you know the first Junkanoo group? No? Yeah, the first Junkanoo group, and the oldest is the same, eh? They ain't the same? So, you know who's the oldest Junkanoo group? Okay, good. So, Kermit knows the answer. So, Kermit will be the judge on this.
Now,
so, the question is...
The oldest Junkanoo group to compete...
In
existence.
Yeah, see, he knows the answer. So, that'll be the question. And Kermit will say, yes, that's it. And we'll give that person the prize. So, you can be him Kermit.
Okay. I don't have a problem.
Kermit's the judge.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that's the question. Let's go to the caller and see if they know.
Good morning, caller.
Good morning. How y'all doing this morning?
Good, thank you.
Great. This is the one and only Hunker Chunk listening to y'all this morning.
You say Hunker Chunk.
Enjoying the music, enjoying the singing.
Yep.
I called to participate in the singing competition.
Go ahead, man.
And I'd also call to give y'all a question to ask as well. I have a question for y'all to ask pertaining to Junkanoo.
Okay.
Who was the first Junkanoo group to win 6 straight Boxing Day parades? In the 90s.
Yeah, well, it could be 2 groups, eh? That's easy. I just have to be first A or B.
Junkanoo group.
To win 6 straight Boxing Day parades.
6 straight Boxing Days. In the 90s, you said it happened. That's the clue. It happened in the 90s.
Yeah.
All right.
And if either one of you can get it, I got a gift certificate for both of you. If either one of y'all get it.
I mean, I'm sure I can get that answer. I mean, I'm sure that Saxon superstars.
Right, sir. You keep talking. You
I read, right?
No.
What's the year?
The year?
Yeah.
Which year that is? I think it now. Because I won't get it specifically. You share this, Aaron. Because it is Saxon's. But I need the year.
You don't know.
In the 90s,
you
eh?
You don't know.
I don't know. You know?
Yeah, I know the answer.
Give me 1 year out of the 6. Give me
1996. That's when I just came out of school and thing. 1996.
That's good enough for me, sir.
See? Prize. Prize all day. All day. All day.
I will bring you a $50 gift card from Solomon.
I thought you was going
to... I can share that with somebody.
I thought you was going to give him the prize your mommy give you when she beat you on the backgammon board.
I didn't win the square, fair and square.
But one right. prize.
That's $50.
You get no dollar.
But I wasn't getting no prize anyway. I can be honest with you. I wasn't getting a prize anyway.
Hunker Chunk, sing one time. Just go sing. Let's hear this voice.
Huh?
Let me hear this voice.
Oh, you all right. Yeah. Let me sing one song. Hey, Mike, give me an A. Give me an A flat. Good. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Hey. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows some turkey and some mistletoe. I think the more I get started.
No.
I started enjoying it.
See why your mommy have to beat you on the backgammon board? She need to humble you. Don't be singing like that unsupervised, sir. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Thank you.
Good job as always. All the best to both of your families and to everyone listening on the airwaves. all the best of the season, and I'm hoping for everybody to have a very prosperous and happy, happy New Year.
Thank you very much, man. Dunk. Merry Christmas, Uncle Chuck.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Next question, Aaron. The last or the most recent, it depends on how you say the word, right? Mm-hmm. Junkanoo Group. The last egg category Junkanoo Group.
Mm-hmm.
The name. Give me the name of the most recent or the last one.
Yeah.
Who joined the A category Junkanoo competition? The verbiage. You know what I'm trying to say, right?
Yeah, most recent group.
The most recent group to
join the A group.
Yes, and they'll get a prize.
Why you keep looking at me? Okay, because I want to answer the question.
You don't answer the question. You just write down the question, and then the person's on call, and then we give them a prize if they don't answer.
So here are the questions that are on the table. The first, the most recent group to mm-hmm. join the A group
yeah.
category. Mm-hmm. What are the names of Rudolph's parents?
Yeah.
And we're still looking for Family Island Christmas tradition stories.
Yes.
All right, we got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. Compliments to the season to you and CA Neary.
Thank you so much.
I think that last caller deserved a winner. Winning that prize.
You enjoyed that, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
I really enjoyed it. Listen, Ed, for the what you call it, the Family Island
story.
Story. I remember as a little girl growing up in Bimini. We used to call it caroling.
Okay.
And every Christmas Eve, like about 7, we go caroling in Terminal. And when we go door to door caroling, we would receive our gifts from the homeowners.
Nice.
Apples and oranges, banana gift bags and stuff like that. And then we will tell a story, and they will tell us a story about their Christmas back in the day.
Okay.
And that is my Christmas story, but we call it Christmas caroling. And then we will sing Deck the Hall with Boughs of Holly. Fa la 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 la.
I appreciate
okay,
that.
Okay, so that's my Family Island.
Leave your number with the producer. You might just get a prize for that.
Okay.
Do people still carol? I know St. Anne's Church did a caroling. They drove through the neighborhood and sung. It's like 2, 3, 4 buses. And they sung Christmas song.
Oh, that's
but
nice.
But do churches still do caroling?
I'm not sure. I think in some communities, they yeah. still do.
I was trying to convince my wife to go caroling with me. Say, hey, just go to the neighbors and just sing. But that didn't work out well.
Because who can sing?
I mean, she has the voice. I be drum.
You have the hands.
Yeah, I could be there for like the bodyguard type thing. But I wanted to do that. Like if we ever like live in a cul-de-sac,
yeah.
and I say I could go around and,
with the kids
on early Christmas morning or Christmas Eve, early Christmas morning, and then sing for the community.
Make up some songs and sing some traditional songs.
Yeah, because I did borrow a Christmas book from one church one time. I mean, I accidentally took it home and never returned.
So you got all the songs.
I get all the songs still. I can do that.
Good morning, caller.
Hey, Ms. Jane, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How you doing?
I'm great. I only call back because I want to answer a question with the Junkanoo A, B, C, fun group, Scrabble, which is the goal of Junkanoo. Hang on?
Yeah.
I don't think it's no group, you know. I think it lies on the judges. If we don't have sensible judges, then anybody can bring anything to Junkanoo, I mean, we will lose the Junkanoo concept.
Okay. I like that analysis. Okay. Thank you. One second.
You're welcome.
Leave your number with the producer, too. You might just get a prize because of that explanation.
I like that, right? The perhaps the focus in preserving the core elements of Junkanoo while it evolves lies in the judges and the way in which we assess and adjudicate the parades. I like that. Thank you very much, caller. Producer, can you take this 1 second? The producer is waking.
Yeah, he's working.
Just don't hang up.
Don't hang up.
Okay, don't hang up.
I just got a text that says Junior Junkanoo is on January 25th. So Junior Junkanoo will happen. It's going to be on January 25th, 2024. And like I said earlier, it's now in the new year. It's now in the new year. Junior Junkanoo will be on January 25th, 2024.
All right. So, Mr. Newry, we have some text answers. Mm-hmm. One for the question, who are Rudolph's parents?
Okay, go ahead.
The texter answered, Donna and Mrs. Donna.
You know what? I can give him the answer now.
But I tell you why. When I Googled it, that's the same thing Google told me.
Yeah, yeah. I'm giving the answer because only Donna was near. We know that Donna is daddy.
And we know that it's a good Christian family.
Yeah, but I think Blitzen was the wife, actually. That's why they're next to each other on the the sleigh ride.
Sometimes you'd be trying to obstruct, but Blitzen could be Mrs. Donna.
Yeah,
she could be Mrs. Blitzen Donna.
Yeah, but Donna's the daddy.
Yeah.
And then Blitzen's Donna and Blitzen. They're a couple.
Right. Blitzen, Mr. Donna and Blitzen Mrs. Donna. Blitzen Donna.
Yeah. So I'll give that texter. We need to write his name down. I could give that texter the prize for that.
All right. Rudolph's parents. And then the next one we have an answer for Rudolph's parents. The first answer I got, you tell me if this is correct, Mr. Newry.
Go ahead.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Blitzen, Comet, Cupid?
Hey, Cupid is the answer. You know it's really wrong because they miss Donna. It's Donna and Blitzen.
Cupid, Donna, Blitzen, Rudolph.
But go ahead. But I mean, the names are right. Go ahead.
Cupid? C-U-B-I-T?
No, it's Cupid. Like the one who's pulling the arrow.
Cupid.
Cupid.
Okay, you giving them that?
How much did he call?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He called Blitzen twice. It's only 8 there.
Oh, it's supposed to be 9.
Yeah. Sorry about that text, sir.
Go ahead.
Okay, another text. Oh, boy, they're piling up. Here we go. Somebody said the oldest Junkanoo group is the Fox Hill Congos. Kermit, is that correct?
Kermit, listen to music.
Producer?
Kermit. No, the oldest Junkanoo group is not the Fox Hill Congos.
Okay, we have an answer for the most recent group to join the A group category. The text is saying Genesis,
Warhawks is the last one.
All right. That's the text with the last 4 digits, 088.
Yeah, write that number down.
9.
They get a prize. Genesis Warhawks.
All right. There we go.
I still want to hear more Family Island Christmas stories, you know. I know of a time I heard a story about my grandfather used to dress up in scary clothes. They used to call him a Junkanoo, right? And they go to the neighboring settlement, right, to scare the women folks and the young children. So there's like a competition. And there's another custom where in Acklington, Crooked Island, called the town got taken.
What?
Yeah, the town got taken.
First they can't find Jerry Rokentown, now the town get taken.
So again, this is like a competition where at 12 o'clock, the men will sneak into the settlement and shoot a gun, the shotgun, pow, and then light off fireworks. And this will be, and they declare, this town has been taken by this settlement here. And that means that, you know, like how you take over a whole island and said that town was taken. And that was part of the Christmas tradition. And apparently, in Acklands and Crooked Island at one particular time, the town got taken. Yeah. So I'm not sure how that came into our historical references, but that's a thing that we used to do, to take a town. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I found that interesting. I was reading that this week. In the notes. I found that interesting. So I want to know if any other Family Island traditions used to happen. I know we did a lot of Russian, right? Church clapping and rush around the town. right, for Christmas. And, but I want to know if that's just for the Southern Islands or all of the islands did something similar.
And I want to know, like, when did the celebration happen? Did it happen Christmas Eve going into Christmas morning?
Mm-hmm.
Or did it happen Christmas morning? Did it happen Christmas Day? Did it happen Christmas night going into Boxing Day? Because in what I learned when I was living in Britain for a hot minute, people have Christmas dinner the night before.
Really? On Christmas Eve?
Yeah. Or, and then, like, we in the Bahamas, we have it after church on Christmas Day.
Yes.
Some people have Christmas dinner on Christmas Eve night.
Ask a question. I want to hear the preparation for a turkey. The best person calls for the best story on how they prepare, fix their turkey. The system, what you do first. Because I know what we do first. We buy a bucket. Michael Bleach. And buy a bucket. I wonder, the person called with the best story in terms of how do they prepare their turkey, right, could get a prize.
The first thing I do is I go out in the field and I look for the easiest chicken to catch.
You catch chicken?
Yeah.
You don't go in the store and get a turkey?
I can't catch a turkey.
Yeah. We have wild turkeys in the Bahamas? That would be a thing if someone say just grow up like a bunch of wild turkeys and let them out.
That's what I tell them that chicken is.
Yeah, yeah.
Wild turkey.
So you see chicken for Christmas.
You say, how do you start? I start by catching the easiest thing to catch.
Yeah, and you catch chicken.
Yeah. Have you ever tried to catch a turkey?
No.
Okay, then see, you don't know how hard it is.
Mind you, I've caught pigeons in my life. I never caught a chicken.
You caught a pigeon?
Yeah, I mean.
In a trap.
In a trap. Yeah, we had a lot of chimney, back of dove and thing when I was younger. But and chicken, but no turkey. No turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't get turkey.
So next person call and tell me their story on how they prepare their turkey. The steps. They get a prize.
Pickled beets.
With a lot of sugar.
Why?
I just like how sugar tastes, which is why I have diabetes.
You don't have pickled beets as a Christmas tradition?
I don't like the pickles inside my beets. I like my beets.
What do you mean? You put cucumbers inside the beets?
No.
You don't like the pickle?
The pickle. Because I first put everything in my mouth. And then when you bite into a pickle, then...
Oh, you mean the cloves?
The clove thing. It ain't a good thing.
You could take the cloves out.
Yeah. So it wouldn't be pickled beets no more, eh? I like my canned beets. And I like my canned beets because of...
No,
fun day at school. They always had beets inside on the side of the peas and rice.
Yeah, but I'm not saying you don't put the cloves in entirely. You could. So the way you make pickled beets. Let's go to the caller.
Yeah, because you confused.
You have me confused about your behemoth just now.
I don't like clove in my beets.
Yeah, but the pickle process. You remove the cloves before you serve it.
Really?
You don't like you like the taste, but not the bite.
Yeah.
There you go. Good morning, caller.
Yeah. Good morning. Good morning. Compliments of the season to you both. Wish you both Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and have a safe holidays coming up.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Yeah, but I hate dry turkey,
bite. If
this could be the second Christmas without my mother, because she died last year. June.
Condolences.
Boy, but she got to put the turkey together. But if you ain't have that needle and check that turkey,
turkey to
put that seasoning inside that meat,
I call in the police.
Ain't nothing happening inside.
I call in the police if I see you prep.
You call it a needle?
It's a syringe.
Yeah, needle with you. Suck up the seasoning.
The turkey based
And you deck it in so it could go through the meat. So it wouldn't be so dry. I hate a dry turkey, but cranberry sauce can't even do nothing with that.
I agree.
Listen, but let's talk to Mr. Newry for a second, sir. He think you're talking about basting the turkey. We talking about injecting the brine essentially into the turkey.
Right. And then you got the right temperature. You got to have your right temperature on baking that too.
Yeah.
So it could be moist and so it wouldn't dry out too far. Sometimes you see them turkey on them table around them Christmas party, man. They look like they do them with a torch, with a blue torch.
Mm.
And they cook them with a blue torch.
Yeah, that's why I cook chicken for turkey. I can manage that.
Right. But see, I got one for you because you put one on me.
Go ahead.
You put the Ric Flair on me, so I got one on you.
Woo!
I got one for you. Yeah. So Hulk Hogan, what was his signature move in front of, in the ring, or out the ring, in front of, when he get an interview, when time to go, what was his signature move?
He's elbow butt you?
What he used to do all the time.
He's a terrible shirt. He's a terrible shirt.
Okay. Thank you. You got it.
Hey, man. I
always used to say he must have got a fox in your T-shirt.
In fact.
Because that's a signature move where to tear off them T-shirts.
I used to clip the front of my T-shirt in order to be able to tear it off.
You know, I had to tear it off. Yeah,
so,
yeah. I get one for Aaron. I get one for Aaron, too.
Yes, sir.
Aaron, what that is, what Kendall Nawasaki used to spit in your face, man. What that venom was in his mouth?
Oh, look here, I believe.
That green thing.
That green thing, yeah.
I think that's just a bit of food coloring and vinegar and water.
I think so too, yeah. You ain't lying.
The vinegar makes you sting.
I write a thing, but now that I know that's food coloring or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy, and Kendall Solomon was dirty, boy. When he jump in the chest and then jump back on in the ring. And that manager, Pringle, Pricey Pringle, I didn't hate him, boy. He was the same tripping you down and holding your leg down.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you for the count and all of that. And then they had another slim manager too, boy. I forgot to remember his name, but he was dirty too, boy.
Mm.
With the glasses.
Mm-hmm.
He was dirty too, man.
That's when... go on.
Yeah.
I appreciate this memory.
With Ham and Takey, if you ain't got the old-fashioned Grammy season and how to deal with that, well, ain't nothing happening. Because some of these younger people, they ain't how to deal with their Mom and Takey, like, back in the day, like how y'all say, the 70s, 80s, boy. They used to be... Them butterball used to be right.
I agree.
What's your favorite... Yeah. Would you choose Ham or Turkey if you could only have one?
Well, I like both, right? But I like Ham with a little bit of mustard, a little bit of mustard on the top of it. But I'll say both. When I go to a Christmas party and I go to the buffet, I grab Ham and Turkey.
Good.
You know, I got to get that stuff in too now.
I appreciate
and that stuff
you.
In with liver in it and gizzard in it or shrimp. Like some people put shrimp in it.
Yeah, some people put salmon, some people put lobster.
Salmon and all that, but I got to get that stuff in, too.
Yes, sir.
Good.
Yeah, that's
thanks
not good.
Thanks very much,
a piece of fruit cake, too. And plenty of people don't like fruit cake, but I love... My old lady was the best fruit cake maker in the Bahamas. Yeah, I like it, but they don't like them nuts and them green fruits and things. Man, I just love my fruit cake with them.
You know how to cook?
Yeah, man. I'm a chef.
You know how to invite people to dinner?
Yeah, I love the entertain. So I might invite you all two to come around by me one of these days and have a function for true.
Sound like a plan.
Awesome.
Okay. What are you supposed to say, though?
Yeah.
But that one, that the gentleman would give you the $50 gift certificate, that's on a Gippy, man. Gippy is kingdom, man. But I know Gippy Ways is carrying on bad like that.
He can
give you a gift certificate from Solomon's.
There you go.
And that's where Gippy Ways. Yeah, that's on a Gippy kingdom, boy.
Gippy
got a solid waist, man.
Yeah, man.
Songs.
Yeah, man. I just enjoy it. I saw you when y'all stopped him, man. I don't want him to continue.
He can call back and sing in that song.
Yeah, he better call back and sing some more, boy.
Yeah, man.
All right, man. Y'all have a nice, safe holidays coming back up, man. And looking forward to joining y'all again in the new year.
Thank you so much. Blessings.
Okay. Let's go to the next call. Caller, can you hear me? Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
You singing for us? Or are you going to tell me about how you make your turkey?
How do I bake my turkey?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I soak it in the sour orange.
But what you soak it in? I mean, do you get a bucket or a pot?
A bucket.
And where are you getting this bucket from?
I got the bucket from the salt beef.
Oh, okay.
You get a salt bucket
beef,
of salt beef?
The naval salt beef in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I soak it in. That
how long you had
the
bucket?
Because
they don't sell salt beef in the bucket anymore, eh?
I didn't hear that.
They don't sell salt beef in the bucket anymore.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, well, I have one. I had it for years.
That's where I'm getting that. I was trying to make sure, trying to find out how long you had this bucket.
I had my bucket for about 10 years.
See, I buy buckets every year. And I'm just trying to find out that some people just keep their bucket, like, for 2 years and 3 years and use the same bucket.
Yeah, well, what I do, I wash my bucket up with vinegar and baking soda.
There you go. Okay. Continue. I want to hear this.
Yeah, I soak it with spice or the pickling spices. And after I've done that, I add some oranges, some lemons, and like I say, the sour oranges.
Yeah.
A little bit of island salt or sea salt. And let it soak until all the debris comes off and clean it. And then season it.
How long do you leave it to soak?
About 36 hours.
Dang.
Yeah, then you need time.
You need time, yeah.
Yeah, 36
turkey is
I thought 24 hours would be enough. I need to go start get this bucket now then.
Yeah, turkey is a tough bird.
Yeah.
Now, I got a question for you, sir.
Go ahead.
Do you eat your Christmas ham on Christmas morning, or do you eat it with Christmas dinner?
I eat it with Christmas dinner.
Okay. We had a tradition. My mother would make the Christmas ham overnight. And so when we got up in the morning, we would have ham and fresh bread.
Go for breakfast.
Yeah, we buy bread the day before
from
a local bakery and have ham and mustard and bread for breakfast. And then we'd have a slice of ham at Sunday Christmas dinner.
Before you go, caller.
I normally bake a jambon Jean Canoe.
A what?
When I do my ham.
What that is, sir?
You'd like to know that, eh?
Yeah, yeah, we're going to know the secret.
Well, you have to buy a bottle of fruity wine.
Okay.
And you got your pineapples. I normally boil the pineapple skin and soak the ham in that. With just a little bit of honey.
Okay.
Get it sweetened and bring it all the brine.
Nice.
And then I mix my seasoning with cinnamon and nutmeg and ginger. And I put it on the ham, slice it in the crisscross way, and put it in the baker. And as it soaks, I pour the wine over it.
Mm. Nice.
So you boil your ham before, or you just bake it?
I boil it before.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, it's boiled before.
Yeah, because my wife has boiled the ham. And then,
boil it before, and then that's what you soak it in before you boil it.
I appreciate that call.
So I want to sing a song for the children.
Okay. Man, just go ahead.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to stay. Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeers loved them as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you go down in history.
You have a voice. You have a voice. Leave your name and number with the caller, because that deserves some recognition. I need put that juxtaposed to everybody else.
I'm going to have to bring in tomorrow some smaller prizes for...
Yeah, everybody...
Everybody got to get a prize.
This is nice.
Yeah.
You sound like you're singing the choir.
Sir, are you married?
Widow.
You widow.
Don't try to claim this.
No, no. When your wife was alive, y'all used to row, and then you just sing to her to calm her down?
Definitely.
There you go.
You have a voice.
Yeah, man. That was beautiful. Yeah, you have a voice. Thank you so much,
okay,
sir.
Leave your name with the
producer.
Okay, will do.
All right. Let's go to this next call. Good morning, caller.
Aaron, can I rent you a gift?
If you're good enough, you could try.
Okay, see, let me tell you how I prepare my turkey.
Go ahead.
I go to the sea, I get a bucket of salt water.
Wait, start all again? What you could do with
I
the salt
go
water?
I go to the sea, I get my 5-gallon bucket and full lot with salt water. I would clean my turkey. I put that in the bucket of salt water with some vinegar, some lemon juice, and I let that soak overnight. When I let that soak overnight, I take that out of the salt water, and I will prepare my seasoning for that. I get a big fork, and I stick holes in the turkey. That seasoning goes straight through. I prepare that with some garlic and butter, rub that over the turkey, put that in the roasting bag, and see that turkey is dropping off the meat. It's not dry. It's nice and juicy.
Now, Andrus... seawater, Nassau seawater.
Man, all this is one sea.
Exuma seawater.
Nassau seawater.
Which part you go out down south? South Beach Pools area?
Beach.
Okay, yeah. They get the fancy water.
And they get the clean water.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's salt water.
That
yeah.
It's when you when you soak that in that salt water and the vinegar, that season goes straight to the bone.
All right.
Really?
And I would get a fork and stick the turkey.
Yeah.
And when I put my lemon juice and all my herbs and spices and my garlic butter, that goes straight through. So what I would do is put it in a roasting bag. And I kid you not, that turkey is nice and moist. And I would take a bottle of beer before that turkey is just about done. I would call it basting the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And I would pour that beer over the turkey, and I keep pouring that over it and let that marinate in that. That is good.
Now, I want to taste your turkey now. This is different. I want to taste your turkey.
Oh, boy. But I'm not cooking turkey this year.
What happened when you do that to us?
I'm doing strictly seafood. So I will have lobster, conch, grouper.
I see a number of people doing seafood now. That's not a Bahamian tradition. Where y'all get seafood?
Because it's ham and turkey for Christmas and boiled big grouper for New Year's.
Well, I'm having grouper, lobster, conk.
Look at that.
I'm not doing the turkey this year.
Okay. Thank you very much, ma'am.
That's how I prepare my turkey.
Leave your number. You might get a nice prize.
Leave your name and number with the producer again.
I go into the carols this year for New Year's.
You know who that is?
No.
Are you going caroling or that's Miss Carol?
No, I go into
that's Miss Carol.
I go into the carols. The carols have a big New Year's Day thing. I go into carols to them. That's the name. Yeah.
Nice. Okay. We got 3 minutes left. Got a text here. Aaron, my family island story for Christmas every year when I was growing up in Andres. My daddy, sisters, and another friend would go. Turn your radio down.
Okay, call it. Can you hear me? We're coming to your aid now.
To get a Christmas tree on the side of the road. We would look for a real Andres pine tree and use a cutlass to cut it down and bring it home. Our neighbors used to tease us. They all had nice Canadian pine trees that they bought from Ken Perigord and shipped to Andres. Even our church had a Ken Perigord Christmas tree. I still love my Andres pine Christmas tree. Beautiful memories.
My stepfather used to get the pine tree from the airport. The airport road?
Yeah.
I was vexed because I wanted a Ken Perigord Christmas tree. Never got one. Let's go to the caller there.
Hey, caller.
A pleasant good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Hey.
How you do?
Go ahead with your story.
Your favorite bucket and mouth parky calling you.
Go ahead, call with your
story. First thing is, I can tell you about this turkey. My grandmother showed me something. You know them nice white 5 gallon bucket?
Mm-hmm.
You go and get one of them from Kelly's or one of them brand new. Wash it out, bleach it out, clean it out. You go down to Sanders Beach and you get some seawater. Don't call it beach water. Seawater goes all around the ocean. It's prepared for water. Turkey, and you're soaking that in that over 2 days. Then you take that turkey out, it already got a natural salt in it. Like the lady say, you stick it with the fork in and out, up and down, through the butt, you know, before you put any stuff in. Now, Miss Green, you like the natural stuff. You go out in your backyard, you get one breadfruit leaf, one soursop leaf, pear leaf, guava leaf, everything. You drop all of that in the doggone blender with some garlic, and some ginger, and you blend that into a paste, liquid paste. You throw that over your turkey. So now you got your natural ingredient. And then you put that down in there, and then you bake that turkey. All natural, nothing artificial. And at the end of the day, the woman says she takes the beer. No. You take the Guinness. You roast that Guinness over there, and you baste it with the Guinness, and then you set it out for people to cut that turkey. And that'll be different. And now, the last thing I want to say in your last 2 minutes.
No, you could get the last 30 seconds.
I heard that person singing that song.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that thing with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Santa and everything. And Santa's live up in the North Pole. The only thing that people live around the North Pole is Eskimo. And they ain't white. So Santa don't come from the air and from the North Pole in no sleigh, and the reindeers don't live up in the west in the North Pole. And I don't want Santa to come down my chimney in Pratt State because I don't have no chimney.
You ain't getting no present.
So stop the lying and talk the truth. You better.
You ain't getting no present.
Spike, you can cause all us not get any present.
You get cold into the socks.
Yeah, listen. A whole bunch of texts here, Mr. Newry. You have a high deep-fried turkey in peanut oil. It is delicious. Only thing next to that is Popeye's turkey.
I always want a fried turkey, though.
Jambone is French for ham. The Bee Gees sang falsetto. Try-fried turkey. Somebody say try-fried turkey, Mr. Newry. Master Newry need one kitchen and cooking intervention. And he said it's figgy pudding. When she said figgy piggy.
Yeah,
I like a figgy piggy. Don't watch nothing. I like that. Also, another text here. Text that I didn't forget you. They say, ask, you're supposed to ask me if I remember the Methusalems. The greatest scrap group in the history.
Methusalem?
Sorry, Spirit is the greatest scrap group. Methusalem and the pigs.
Only
scrap groups better than Spirit.
We have a number of persons we need to give gifts to. So we'll be contacting them.
Yeah. Don't forget the Immortals. Somebody say, don't ever forget the Immortals.
Yeah, they're coming out.
Text them.
Yeah, we're just making sure they don't get Jeff.
Yeah.
Anyway, this has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry. Thank you very much, Aaron Green.
Yep, and we'll contact all the winners after the show.
Yes, after the show. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.